Just weeks ago, the story of mining giant Rio Tinto's destruction of a sacred Aboriginal site in Western Australia made headlines. Today, on the other side of the country, in a shock decision, the federal court has dismissed the Gomeroi people's attempt to defend another Indigenous sacred site from being sacrificed for an open-cut mine. Dolly Talbot is the traditional custodian of the area on the Liverpool Plains. She spoke to The Wire's Spencer Fulgrave.
We had a court hearing this morning in the federal court in regards to the Section 10 application under the ATSIP Act that we had lodged with the minister, and she found earlier on that the economic outcomes outweighed our cultural importance of that area out on the Liverpool Plains.
Could you tell us a little bit about the significance of the site to your people?
No, mate, look, these sites are of, look, as the minister in her own words has said, they're of immeasurable value. These sites are just sacred areas, are just so important, and they form part of a larger, broader cultural landscape, they're irreplaceable. These things just can never be replaced. It's like the Duke and Cage and the recent blowing up of them. Once they're gone and they can never be replaced. You know, there's men's sites out there, there's women's sites, there's shared areas, burials. There's all sorts of things out there that form part of this great cultural landscape.
Are there other sites in immediate danger from the mine?
Oh, absolutely. And we've recently lodged another Section 10 that encompasses more of these sites, and that's with the minister at the moment. And that's a new Section 10 as opposed to this one that, you know, we've just had the decision made again. What boggles my mind, mate, is that they come back and under the ATSIP Act, you think that these places will be determined by the ministers on the sacredness of the area to Aboriginal people, and you wouldn't think the economics of the area would even come into it, but they do. So it's called the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Protection Act, yet you can consider the economics and social impacts on the rest of the community. So why are we calling it the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Protection Act when you can take those other things into consideration?
What would you like to see change about the Act?
Lots of things need to change about the Act, and some of those things is the way in which non-Aboriginal people view our areas, and that they just don't and are unable to actually get the full and spiritual and understanding of what those sites are and what they mean to Aboriginal people. And some people just don't want to get the full idea and impact of those sites and what they have on us, because then they would be more recognised and they wouldn't get destroyed and blown up the way they are in this country.
What would you like to see the Environment Minister do now following this dismissal?
Environmental Minister will now, I guess, go back and have a look at our new Section 10. That'll once again be determined by non-Aboriginal people. We'll have somebody else again telling us whether these sites are sacred or not, which is a joke in itself when you've got to have a non-Aboriginal person tell you how sacred that your areas are and then make decisions on that. But we would hope that the minister would go in and have a look at it with an open mind and hopefully come to the decision that it's more important than money. Somewhere in this country, some things have to matter more than money. You know, we're obviously disappointed, but we're not surprised about it, you know, and it only goes to show even more the failure of the Act and the inability of government when it comes to understanding First Nations people and our culture.
How can we support you in your future endeavours with these upcoming Section 10s?
I think people can let the minister know. If they want to support us, let the minister know just what they think of Aboriginal culture in this country and how important it is to save these areas. Not only for Aboriginal people, and I've said this before, but this should matter to Australians all over this country, because we have a shared history now, and our sites should be as important to non-Aboriginal people as, you know, obviously I guess they're never going to be as important to others as they are to us, but people should at least care about them, and obviously we put more value on them, spiritual value, not monetary value, than we do of anything else. But people care about the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House and Captain Cook statues and all that, and they get so outraged when people destroy them. Well, you know, come on, they need to have a think about how we feel as Aboriginal people when our places are destroyed, our sacred areas, and these things are a damn lot older than any European statue or building in this country. And they need to stop and have a think about, you know, the tables being turned, how that affects them and how they feel. These sites are like so ancient, and they just, at the stroke of a pen, keep continuing to blow them up.
Gomeroi woman and traditional custodian Dolly Talbot speaking to The Wire's Spencer Fulgrave.